I say a horse at a canter coming up, Joe.
I say a horse at a gallop, Tom, returned the guard, leaving his hold of the door and mounting nimbly to his place. Gentlemen, in the king's name, all of you.
With this hurried adjuration, he cocked his blunderbuss and stood on the offensive. The passenger booked by this history was on the coach step getting in. The two other passengers were close behind him and about to follow. He remained on the step, half in the coach and half out of it. They remained in the road below him. They all looked from the coachman to the guard and from the guard to the coachman and listened. The sound of a horse at a gallop came fast and furiously up the hill.
Soho! The guard sang out as loud as he could roar. Yo there! Stand! I shall fire!
The pace was suddenly checked, and with much splashing and floundering, a man's voice called from the mist.
Is that the Dover Mail?
Never you mind what it is, the guard retorted. What are you?
Is that the Dover Mail?
Why do you want to know?
I want a passenger, if it is.
What passenger?
Mr. Jarvis Lorry.
Our booked passenger showed in a moment that it was his name. The guard, the coachman, and the two other passengers eyed him distrustfully.
Keep where you are, the guard called to the voice in the mist, because if I should make a mistake, it could never be set right in your lifetime. Gentlemen of the name of Lorry,